singing and the laughing?
That's correct, yeah.
Did your father say that?
Oh, I expect.
Now, if I take a nail, a hammer, and I go tap, 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 you say, what did I do to the nail?
Drive it.
You say, yesterday I, what?
Drove a nail.
And, say, in my time, I've what? Many a nail I've
drove or driven. Now, which?
Well, which would you more commonly say?
Driven, I expect.
Now, when you were getting ready to go to church, maybe your coat needed a little pressing, and your wife would press it for you, and she'd bring it in her hand and say to you, I've what? Here, I've
pressed your coat.
Now, if she, say, she brings the coat into you, and so she says, here I have gone from the fact that she brings it to you. She brings it to you, so she says, I have what?
I've fixed your coat, or I've pressed your coat, or...
Yeah, but the fact that she is, she's bringing it to you. You say she has, after she brings it to you, she has, what? You say she's brought it to you?
I expect, I don't know, hardly. Really? Yeah, that'd sound better, maybe.
And, well, suppose a dog bit somebody, and somebody in your family, maybe, and somebody at church was asking you why that person wasn't at church this morning, saying, well, the doctor thought he should stay in. Yesterday he was what? By a dog.
Bitten by a dog.
Now, if I'd never been on a horse, I might say I've never what?
Ridden a horse.
Now, if you're about to eat supper and a friend stops in, you want to find out whether the friend had supper before he came, you'd say, have you eaten? And what's another way of saying, how many times have you done something in the last several days? Another way of saying how many times?
Done something.
Yeah. How, instead of how many times, say how. Or you want to know how many times